You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Monday. Ladies, I was supposed to have a show with another guest, Christina De Rosa. She is one of, she's amazing. She's an amazing actress, but for some reason, there was a technical issue from our video, so now I'm doing live. So I'm sorry if I'm not prepared. I just literally prepared this morning. But I'm going to talk to three beautiful, what do you call that? One is teenager and two of them are already on their early 20s. And they are amazing. We used to all be on the show with Yolanda Hadid. I don't know if you remember this. It was like a show from 3 years ago, I believe. Or wait, 5 years ago? 5 years ago. That's 5 years ago with Yolanda Hadid. So it was a special show. So I have the girls, some of the girls in my car, at all today. But first, we're going to talk about the millennials, what they want, what they think, and about everything about the International Women's Day today. It's tomorrow. Every March 8th, we celebrate Women's Day. But first, I want to give you a very beautiful quote, which I always, always love. Anything that she writes, any quote that she writes, I love her. From Maya Angelou, "I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You've got to go out and kick ass." Yeah, you gotta go out there and kick ass. Because if you're just lazy and what is that word? Procrastinating, then you're not gonna go anywhere. So who actually started International Women's Day? Actually, a woman named, what is her name? Black Women's Day was marked in the United States on February 28, 1909. But it wasn't until 1911 that the first International Women's Day took place with Austria, Denmark, and Germany and Switzerland taking part. In 1975, the event was made official through recognition by the UN. Wow, I didn't even know. This is a long time ago. So that's every March 8th. What is their mission? Their mission is to shine a spotlight on activity uplifting and inspiring women to pursue goals without bias or barrier. So the hashtag is hashtag International Women's Day 2022 and hashtag break the bias. So women's empowerment, this is what they said on their website. Women's empowerment comes from all sources. People, Women's Day is powered by the collective efforts of all. In fact, it is the collective action worldwide and shared ownership for women's equality that make International Women's Day so impactful. So this is why I invited these three young ladies instead of inviting somebody my age. I wanted to hear the perspective of this young woman because I know that women's empowerment promotes a sense of self-worth, an ability to determine one's own choices, and a right to influence change. And I know these millennials, these young women, are the one that will influence a big change in the future. So I want to ask them, how do you continue to empower the women in your life? So welcome to our show, my daughter, Brianna, and Athena. Hello. Hi. We are still waiting for Lillian. Can we text her where she is? Hi, Athena. Hi, babe. How are you?
Good.
So today is International Women's Day. I wanted a different perspective from someone your age, your generation, instead of my generation, because we've talked about it, in our age, what International Women's Day is. So how will you celebrate Women's Day? Is this something that's important for both of you? Let me ask Brianna.
I mean, I feel like every day should be Women's Day. I mean, it's not today is only how good we're supposed to be women. It's just it's nice, but it's nicer. It should be every day.
How about you, Athena?
I agree. I think it's the same thing with me. I think it's important to have it as like awareness, and just like even talking to my mom this morning, thinking about like all the opportunities we have now versus like the opportunities my grandma had, my great grandma had. So I think it's really just a time to like remember that and acknowledge all the progress that we've made, but also understand that it's not perfect and there's still areas in like the world and different women across the world that don't have the same equalities or rights that I have. So
right, I know, right? It's really, I mean, I think back somehow in my country, I think there's still a little bit of, you know, the whole like there's not much of the equality out there. I think most of the that we are starting a new, you know, a new era, right? A new, you know, a new generation that's like, huh, you know, you should treat us right because we're not, because we're women, we're weak. We're not weak. We're actually, huh, we're the one kicking ass there. Oh, sorry. Right? Okay. I want to ask you this question. Do you think that International Women's Day is an important holiday? And why or why not? Let's start with you, Athena.
I think it is. I think it's the same thing of what I said, just like acknowledging how far we've come and all the progress that's been made for women throughout the years, but mm-hmm. also acknowledging that, like we're just talking about, there's certain parts of the world and even certain things in America that's not necessarily equal, and there's still things that we need to work on as a society.
Okay. How about you?
And I think having this holiday is a really good recognition day just for all the amazing women that have done incredible things for our country and around the world. So yeah, I mean, I feel like sometimes people do forget to like the recognition, like I said, for yeah. women and what they've done, because women really have done so much for this country and for this world. And I feel like some people may forget at times, so maybe International Women's Day is a good day to remember that.
I know, and I just saw this, that they don't really give too much attention, actually, right? For this special holiday, do you think they should give? They should really give an attention for this kind of holiday, right? Because we're so important. Without us, there will be no babies. Well, right? No babies. Oh my gosh. In your opinion, though, what's one area where you think there could be more improvement in the lives? I want to ask you this, Athena, and I'll ask you this later. In your opinion, what is one area where you think there could be more improvement in the lives of women? There's a lot of improvements that we need to prove, but in your own opinion, what do you think?
Yeah, I think as of now, like for me, there's a lot of opportunities as a woman in America. But I think in a lot of other countries, there's not as many opportunities. Like women don't really have choices of what they can do when they grow up. It's mm-hmm. usually have like a list of a few. So I think supporting women and providing education and just like encouraging and building up women to be able to do the things that they're passionate about mm-hmm. and get out of what they need in that area. And then of course, like, just safety and yeah. use around the world, and just it's yeah, definitely needs improvement.
That's a lot, yeah. How about you, Brianna? What do you think, in your own opinion, like where you live and you know, and maybe your culture as well? What else? How can we, and you know, improve more? What can you advise, you know, women or girls like your age?
Advice of what? Mm-hmm. You said improve.
Yeah, your improvement. Like, what else can they improve?
Like women?
Yeah.
I don't think I have the right to tell them what they need to improve on. I mean, I think it's, you know, us as women, it's really hard because we have a lot to handle, including like, you know, walking down the street alone. I think your moment is really scary. Social media and like seeing your body image. I think women have a lot of trouble nowadays just seeing how a body should be looked at, or how you should eat, or what you should eat, or what you should wear. So I think just like women empowering more women need to be improved, just to, you know, for everyone to feel equal and to feel loved like the same way, mm-hmm. And to not feel ashamed at all in any type of way.
Yeah, that's so true. Do you, Athena, think that social media is a good way to somehow, you know, share something that you want to improve on a woman, or social media sometimes can be harmful as well?
Improve on a woman?
Do you think that social media is a good tool, or a good tool that you can use to empower other women, or it's really more of like sometimes it's a bad, you know, it's not helpful at all?
Yeah, I think social media in any sense could be a tool, or it could be used harmful. Hey, Lily.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. Here is she. Well, ladies, if you are listening and tuning in, you are tuning in on the Polished Woman Show on LA Talk Radio, and I have the three models from the show 5 years ago making a model, and now they're all grown up. They were like very young, 13 years old and 16, right, Lillian?
Yeah.
And now they have their own lives, and they're just like all grown up, and I think they're all matured now from 5 years ago, right? We were talking about social media. So you think it could also be a good tool to use, right, to empower other women?
Yeah, I think it all really goes back to like what's the heart of using it. I think if you're using it to empower women, it could be a really beautiful thing. But at the same time, like, there's definitely examples of it being the opposite. So it really goes by person to person.
Yeah. So Lillian, I want to ask you, since you just joined us, do you think that International Women's Day is an important holiday for you? Why or why not?
Yes, absolutely. Now that I'm a mom, I definitely think it is, because we definitely go through a lot as a woman, for sure. And it's not so much a, like, you don't give, like, give Christmas in. Like love, like you just give love to other women and hype other women up and make women feel good about themselves and stuff like that. So
definitely. That's right. You are now a mom. How is it being a mom? How are you? Because I see Athena all the time with us. Like we haven't really, like, you know, for women and for the, you know, the girls that are going to watch this later on, because I'm going to post this also on YouTube, that, and I know you guys have a lot of, like, you know, followers and stuff. How are you guys? I want to ask you one by one, but okay, let's start with you, Lily. How are you? How is being a mom?
I'm good. Being a mom, it's stressful for sure. But it's the most rewarding thing ever in life. Like, I really don't know what I would do without him. Ever. He's just my entire world, and being a mom is amazing. It's stressful and it's hard, and you go through trials every day, but it is the best thing that you will ever do in your life. Athena and Brianna, it will be the best thing you ever do in your life.
I know, I had Lily, Athena, Brand, I know, I'm sure you know, you guys know, I had my first child when I was 18 years old. It was really tough. And I had, what do you call this? I had so many dreams in my life that I've wanted to do. You know, I wasn't done when I had my child. But of course, you know, you have to take care of your child. You have to be there for them. But that did not stop me, I guess, because we didn't have money during the time, and I had a pair of siblings that, you know, what I want in life. And that didn't stop me from, you know, and I was a single mom. I didn't have anyone, you know. I don't know, you know, your situation, Lily, and everything, but I did it on my own. I did that because we're talking about International Women's Day. I did not rely on any guy. or the father of, you know, Haika. I did it all on myself because I know the relationship that I had with the father of Haika was not a good relationship. It was,
yeah,
it was forbidden somehow. Yeah. It was right, you know, as before, you know, as a child of God, I said, you know, I cannot hurt anybody, you know, because back then the man was married and all. And so I said it was not right. I took care of Haika. I worked, I pursued my dream, and I pursued whatever, you know, is right for my daughter. So my advice as a mom, a second mom, you know, yeah, like, you know, be tough and be strong, you know, and God is always with you, you know, whatever
it's definitely made me a lot stronger. Like, I, right? Most of the stuff that I've already been through, I'm like, how did I do that? But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have ever known how strong I can actually be.
Yeah. And you have friends, yes, and family that, you know, is behind you, that will be with you. And you have us that will always, like, you know, guide you. And I know sometimes we don't listen to our parents, we listen to friends. So that's why surround yourself with good friends. Surround yourself, yeah, that will actually really push you to be a better person and to push you to the right pathway. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Athena? How are you? I know that a lot of your fans are waiting to find out how you are.
I'm doing good. I'm still here. I'm working. I'm grateful. But yeah, I was just like thinking about the other day, like since being off the show to here, there's still definitely struggles, but just looking back, it's like the struggles are different and I'm in a better place now. So I don't know. I'm just really hopeful for everything that's coming.
Yeah. And there's always like, you know, there's always like, what do you call that? A dream to accomplish, you know, it's like never, right? There's always a show that I've watched. They said that when you have a wish that wants to happen in your life, you know, like when it's your birthday, you have a wish. They said that wish is compared to like a hole in your heart. So instead of wishing, just be grateful of what you have instead of wishing. Because when you have a wish in your heart or a wish in your mind, it's like, oh, you have a hole. It's something that's not there. So why do you want to do that? Why do you want to think of the things that are not there in your heart or that's not happening yet? Be grateful already of what you have.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying because you guys have been, because of the show actually kind of, you know, somehow helped you guys, right? Be a strong person.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's definitely beautiful. Also having this is we in our hearts plan our course, but it's the Lord who establishes our steps. So I think it's just like resting in that like we can have all these plans, but like God can come in at any point and change things. And it's just about like trusting him and going with it.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. That's really hard to do, but when you trust, it works. How about you, Boo Boo?
I'm good. Everything's good. You know, I've been blessed to get, you know, a couple jobs this month. So grateful for that. And finally got all my college applications done. So now we're just in the waiting process, which I know can be very stressful for some people. And, you know, just living life day by day.
That's Athena. Yeah, just like you. So this is my advice for you too, you guys, you know, live by faith and not by sight. So every day you live. Okay, let's go back to International Women's Day. Who is one woman in your life that inspires you?
Definitely my mom. She's a very strong woman and she doesn't compromise or back down when she knows something is wrong. She always confronts it. Mm-hmm. So that's always been really inspiring to me. because I tend to be a little bit non-confrontational and I can be shy sometimes, but she definitely reminds me to be strong and be vocal about how I feel and what's right and what's not right.
You know what? That's actually very true. You should be vocal. You have to be vocal of what you feel. You have to express what you feel. You have to say it, because if you keep it inside, somehow if you keep everything inside, it will just burst one of these days and you will be like, oh my God, you know. You have to express what you feel. And if you can't say it, write, email, text, you know, it's very, very important. How about you, Lily?
Definitely my mom. And yeah, my grandma and the whole line of women that have helped me through the worst of times. And I look to them because they have been through some tough stuff. And mm-hmm. I come from a very strong, independent woman. And it definitely helps the things that they have been through. Like, I can definitely make it through what I'm going through right now if they can go through that too.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. How about you, Brianna?
Probably you. Just because you didn't raise kids the normal way. I mean, you had a tough situation and you just fought through it.
That's really cool. It's cool.
That's really cool. Oh my gosh, you guys. Thanks, boo. Okay. Yeah, I hope I really do inspire you. Well, how do you and your female friends support each other? Oh, wait, I want this first, before that. How are you, or how do you think you actually see inspiring your youth? Who do you want to answer first?
How do you think you can inspire other people?
Mm-hmm. How are you, or how do you think you can inspire, you know, other young girls? You guys have a lot of followers from, you know, on your Instagram or social media. How can you inspire young girls to not be like, okay, don't, you know, you'd like, you have your own body, or you have your own future, you have your own pathway. Like, how do you inspire them?
I would just think by probably not always showing like a perfect side, just like a perfect page, because I know a lot of people compare themselves to a lot of people on Instagram that show a perfect page. Mm-hmm. So probably just showing like natural side, you know, through like people, not having to like be look so perfect all the time.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's so true. How about you?
Whoever wants to. I think, like she said, like I put a lot of scriptures up on my stuff that people will DM me and be like, I really needed this. Like, thank you so much for doing that. And I try to show a side that nobody gets to see on the daily basis of mm-hmm. like being a single mom and struggling, or going through the things that I've been through and crying and whatever, heartbreak, all this stuff. Like, I try to be as transparent as I can so that other women know that it's okay, that you're not okay all the time, and that you go and reach out. Things have helped. So many women have reached out to me and been like, I'm going through the same thing, or this helped me so much, and want to talk to me about stuff, and we sit and we talk, or we get on the phone and we talk. And so being as transparent as you can be on social media, especially because a lot of people compare people on social media.
Yeah, that's so true. How about you, Athena?
I think for me, it's not believing like the limitations that other people set on you. So like on the show, like, and even when I started modeling, a lot of it was because of like height. Some people are saying like, you can't model because of your height. But I think it's like, kind of like what we were just talking about too, walking by faith and not by sight. And so mm-hmm. just still pursuing modeling and still working as a model or even like with acting and modeling, there's certain things that clients expect you to do, but there's certain things that I'm not willing to compromise on. So just being able to show other women that they don't have to necessarily do what everyone is telling them that they need to do, and that they can stay strong in their faith and what they believe in without having to compromise.
I love that the three of you guys, this is so amazing, like how God put you, the three of you together, and of course with other two models, but I've just noticed that the three of you are actually a big believer of Christ. I mean, what happened that made you, you know, that you guys gave yourself to believing in your faith? Is there any struggle in your life that made you really wow? Because you never, okay, when we started, I never heard you guys talk about God. Everything was about, you know, you guys know that. Well, by the way, you guys, whoever is listening right now, we all lived in one apartment in New York for like three months?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we were together. And during that time, I remember, Lily, I was the one praying all the time inside the bathroom. And, you know, I mean, now I'm like so proud of the three of you that even if you're trying to pursue your dream, you're pursuing, you know, something big in the future. But I'm so proud of the three of you that you're actually giving your life and your, you know, your hope to God. I mean, what happened that made you close to God? And I hope that whoever is listening right now, moms or teenagers or whoever, I mean, this is such an inspirational like conversation with these three young girls I'm so blessed that instead of them being, you know, going through a different pathway, they are actually on the line, the right, you know, pathway where God is actually taking them. And I really believe, and, you know, for me, I think really believe that it's very important for, you know, for the young generations to have somehow faith, whatever you believe. But, you know, these three, they believe in Christ Jesus, God, Holy Spirit. I mean, what made you guys believe in him all of a sudden? Can you like share?
Yeah. So for me, I grew up in a Christian household. So I always kind of knew like who Jesus was, who God was. I would pray, but I never really read the Bible for myself up until probably like right before I graduated high school. I went through a lot of anxiety. I was depressed. I was suicidal after the show, especially, and it got so bad. I ended up going to a doctor who told me, she was a naturopath, so she like told me that like put me on antidepressants right then, but she wanted me to like wait a month and try out these different diets and like natural vitamins and stuff. And long story short, in that same month I just met someone else who was my age who also believed in God, and like it was different because everyone else I knew before that was all like older, like my grandma, that like really took me seriously, and I didn't really get it. And this person just like loved God. And it was just like the first person my age that I really saw that read the Bible for fun, and like not for fun, but like actually enjoyed it. Yeah. And they would like do what it says. Like they would like their whole life was like focusing on doing what the Bible said. And that really convicted me at the time. And so I ended up like seeking out my own relationship for God because of that interaction. And I wasn't in a church or anything. I was in my room by myself one night. This was like 2 years ago. And I was about to go to sleep. And the night before, I had a whole mental breakdown. Like, just like every single night, I would basically cry myself to sleep. And that night, I was about to go to bed. And I like felt me to specifically get on my knees and worship, which was so weird to me because I've never done that before. And it's like, I don't know what this is, but like at this point, like I'm at like my last straw, like what's the harm in doing it? So I like got out of bed, I got on my knees. I didn't know any worship songs at the time. The only worship song I knew was Hallelujah, but only like the Hallelujah part. So I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like on my knees and I'm like singing Hallelujah for like 10 minutes, just bawling my eyes out. And that night I like rededicated my life to God. So I just prayed and I was like, I'm done like keeping these certain parts of my life for me. Like I want you to actually come in to every single part of my life and like change it to look like you. And at that moment, like I felt like the biggest, warmest hug. That's like the only time I've ever really felt that was that night. But it was like my room became a big hug and I felt so much joy and peace and loved in that moment. And I realized that like everything I thought was joy or I thought was peace like before was like nothing compared to what I felt. And it's so crazy how quick like Jesus changed me, because like I went and I told my family because I was so excited and I was crying. I was so happy. I like, they were all so scared because literally the night before I was like crying because I was so depressed. And then like the next day, the visual of that is just so crazy. Like the next day I'm crying because I'm like, I just met God. And like, but after a while, like I would say that day, like my life just changed. And I'd say my goals even changed from like being a model or being an actress or like doing these certain things. So like, I actually just want to show God's love on a platform or like to everyone I meet. So
wow, I like that. Yeah, how about you, Lily?
Well, my relationship with God has been a absolute roller coaster. I have had my highs and lows with him for sure, where I just didn't talk to him. I just didn't go to him. And every single time that happened, I didn't go to him and I like ignored the signs and I ignored whatever he was trying to show me, or just didn't want to talk to him or didn't have time. Mm-hmm. Things would just go downhill. My life would just break and break and break and everything would just fall to pieces. And then I recently went through one of the hardest heartbreaks of my entire life, and I lost control of God for a hot minute, for 2.5 years probably. I've always been a Christian and always grew up like Athena, like grew up in a household with believers and all that stuff and going to church and whatever, but I was just going through a hard time for 2.5 years, and I didn't go to him for anything. I didn't talk to him. I said I didn't have time and all this stuff. Well, after this heartbreak that I recently had, I just got on my hands and knees and was like, I have nowhere else to go. I have nobody else to talk to. I'm raising this kid by myself. Like, I don't have a clue what to do. Like, I need a job. I need a house. I need money. I need you. I need everything. So I put my hands and everything that I was going through at his feet, or my heart, in his hands and at his feet. And I was like, I can't. It's been so heavy on me and tore me down to where I was nothing, and I can no longer feel this way. I can no longer feel this heavy, because I have to wake up every day and I have to be strong for my child and I have to keep going no matter what. And if it wasn't for my baby, I honestly probably wouldn't be here, because he has literally saved my life, and one day he'll know that. But I just put everything at his feet and was like, here's my heart, God, I trust you wherever you lead me. Take my hand, and I have my baby on my hip, and take my hand, and we go wherever you go. And I'm putting it at your feet, and I'm no longer picking it back up, because I cannot do it anymore. Like, I always set it down at his feet, and then I would go and pick it back up and feel heavy again. And then I would put it at his feet and then go pick it up again. So yeah. I can't do it anymore. So I just laid everything down and have trusted him ever since. And opportunity after opportunity has came along, and I pray and I journal and I read devotionals and I read the Bible and everything and talk to him every day throughout my day. And my life has completely flipped upside down, and I have now not been strong for so long, and I'm finally at such a strong point that I'm like, wow, I can't ever lose him ever again, because it always just everything crashes and burns when you don't have him in your life. And yeah, I completely experienced that. So I know.
Yeah. Oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this experiences, you guys. I mean, Lily, you gotta have to like listen, okay? Listen to God. Whatever, you know, decision that you're gonna be doing the next few days, listen to God, okay? How about you, Bree?
My experience started over COVID. And this girl Athena, she was the one that led me to God. but it was actually a super fun experience. Like, living with Athena through COVID was probably one of the highs of my life so far. And so, I mean, before it all started, I was close with God, but I wasn't close with God. So Athena, she just, you know, kind of hinted God to like me, like here and there. And I would always just be like, okay, like that's really cool. But I wouldn't be like, you know, reading the Bible at 5 a.m. every morning. Mm-hmm. And then we started Bible study. And that helped a lot just through with all the situations that happened over COVID. And, you know, I think just having there be with me every day just remind me of like his word and like, you know, what to do and like just like how to live life by his word really helped me push my faith towards him. So I started to see life like in a different way. Instead of like having to worry about everything, I sort of saw everything just like it's supposed to be like that, like not, don't worry, just trust. So I mean, if it wasn't for Athena, girl, I would not have my faith in God, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's like, remember Athena, I always like tell you, aw. I tell you that I think that whole thing that you got stuck here in the house was for a reason, right? That was for a reason. I know Lily, you had Ryder for like, you know, at a young age, but somehow, just like what you shared with us, if not for Ryder, you know, like he, you know, your baby saved you from.
Yeah, God definitely brought him at a very great time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, thank you guys for sharing your, you know, your experience with God. I mean, I hope moms who are listening right now and girls who are listening right now, you know, give it a try. I mean, we're not forcing you to do it, because I know, don't wait until something really, really bad happens to you, or that's what they say. And until you spiral down, that's when you really, you know, call upon God. But maybe now that you're hearing this, maybe, you know, do it now. Why wait? Why wait until you spiral down or hit the rock bottom, right? We're done. We're almost done. And thank you so much, okay, for sharing your experience. But one last from each one of you. Is there anything else that you think is important to know about women from your generation? What is one advice that you can give someone, you know, your own generation, like your same age or the millennials? You guys call yourselves the millennials. One last, and very quick. Give me like maybe three things, like a take home for our audience.
I'd say keep pushing. Like when I'm talking to my mom about the way that my grandma and like my great grandma's generation like made the way for us. Like, we have so much opportunities now. That it's so important to just keep pushing for the next generation.
That's so good. I like that. Yeah.
Run your own race at your own pace, and don't think you have to, if someone's this ahead of you, don't think you have to be there. You'll get there eventually. Just go at your own pace and do your own thing and run your own race.
I like that.
That's good.
How about you?
Mine was probably just to trust. I know that's hard for a lot of people, because trusting in something that you don't see is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think trust in the process, you know, don't worry too much. Just believe that whatever will happen.
Love that. Thank you so much, girls. And I hope you guys talk after this. Thank you so much. And whatever you guys are going through, just believe in, you know, your faith. Believe that you can do it. And for women who are like my age, that we had so much experience, we had so much past, don't look back on the past, ladies. Don't look back. Always move forward. Always move forward. And, you know, just like what Brianna says, trust your faith and trust God. Thank you so much, women. And I'm so happy that I invited these three girls. Thank you so much. And I'm so proud of the three of you. I mean, seriously, I'm so proud of the three of you. It's not, you know, being proud is not accomplishing something big in, you know, in life, or that, you know, being famous or something like that. It's not that. I mean, just to see you guys, how you guys have good characters. And it's very, very, very seldom to find that to, you know, people like your age. So I'm really proud of you. Thank you so much. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. You guys call each other.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.